asked for the truth, but she never believed. You should take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she seems like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. She takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, she never gives up. She never gives in. She just changes her mind. She'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, cause she's always a woman to me. She takes care of herself. She can't wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. And she never gives out, and she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She's frequently kind, and she's suddenly cool. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. But she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the more she will do, shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for joining in today. This is Robert J. We're here on your radio promo. We do appreciate you taking your time out today. I'm going to play that song, and you know, it's just a I have a lot of reasons. Obviously, she's the only woman to me, so definitely a love song. But you know, nowadays, what's going on with a lot of, with the world, and you know, the respect as far as to the woman in your life, whether it be a romantic woman, maybe your mom, your daughter, anybody, your sister, you know, anybody that's special, or maybe a mentor, a teacher, or something like that. You know, life is amazing. You have so many different meetings for one word and have so many different meanings. And that particular song right there is one of Billy Joel's first hits way back when. And it does, like I said, does say a lot. And you know, you think about, you know, the special things in your life and why you do certain things, why you move forward, get up every day to make a difference. And sounds like in that particular story, you know, that person made him very happy. You know, life goes on, of course. You know, things change. But you know, you got to be ready for them. A lot of detours in life, but it's what you make of it. You go through a lot of tests, you go through a lot of trials and tribulations in life, and if you can figure out what is the best case scenario for you, what's your best decision at that particular time in your life to make things better in your life moving forward, then, you know, you've been blessed, and of course, but I would definitely say it's definitely it's very important to stay focused on what is your why in life, what is your reason for doing the things that you do, and that's what we're going to talk about today is your why, what makes you, what drives you, what makes you excited, what gets you happy. How do you function on a daily basis? And that's one thing that I believe. If you can be happy with what you do, and start something fresh every day. It could be a little goal, it could be something small, but we're going to discuss that today. Once again, this is Robert J. Appreciate you tuning in today. You can follow me on my social media at RJOKWILL. That's RJOKWILL. Glad to have you aboard today. Appreciate it. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Appreciate it. This is Robert J. And we're really excited to have you along for the trip today. Today's topic is probably short, of course, but I wanted to discuss with you what is your reason for moving forward to this particular day? What's your why? What is it that you and how do you function? You know, how do you move forward? I'm sharing today with you my whys, okay, different things of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I'm sure we probably have a number of whys. We've probably gone through a lot of different things, trials, tribulations, had different experiences in for millions and billions of people in the world, right? And through social media now, billions of those people are actually able to connect with each other if they're in the next room and they can be on the other side of the world. But I want to just discuss today with really what is your why? I do apologize since we had some technical difficulties, everybody. I do apologize for that. We're going to go ahead and to try to just give pick up where we left off. Okay. Generally, when I was discussing earlier regarding your why, what is it you want to do? Time. What's your time worth? Do you want to spend more time with your family? I know I do. I want to spend more time with my family. I want to have more time for vacation. I want to give money to my church, more time to write a blog, create things. I've always had the knack for being a writer. I've always been told that, and sometimes I didn't follow through, and I really, really wish I would have. Had I done so, who knows where I'd be today. But you know what? I've learned a lot through my trials and tribulations, and I keep saying that word, I guess. I like that word today. But I've learned a lot, and you can learn a lot through your experiences, and that's what's important, Just make sure that you're happy with what you're doing as you're moving forward in your life. Thank you for tuning in today. Today we want to discuss what is your why. Of course, I'm talking pretty much about myself. After all, the Me Too thing lately, right? I'm just kidding. But it's important to know what it is that you want to do with your life. And my why, I've got actually multiple ones. I think we probably all do if you really think about it. It's different reasons and different motivations of why we want to do what we want to do. But like I discussed, earlier on, time. I want to have more time with my family. I want to have more time for vacation. Give money to my church, of course. More time to write my blog, write songs. I was in a band years ago, and I wrote multiple songs, recorded them, produced them, DJed. I DJed at weddings, bar mitzvahs. Thank you, Savannah. Appreciate it. I wanted to really discuss the fact, of what is driven, what makes you drive, what makes you get up in the morning. Well, you gotta have a why, you gotta have a reason, right? Sure, in my case, morning, get the kids off to school and all that stuff. It's an everyday thing. I do it in my sleep, right? Literally, I'm half asleep when I'm first waking up and getting the kids ready, right? Getting them off in the bus and taking my daughter to school and all that. But for the most part, I'm actually, why could be a number of things. There was a movie out about 20, 30 years ago with Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School, and he had to answer one question with 27 parts. I think it's 27 parts. It's kind of how I relate to a why. It has a multiple different parts, and they're all moving parts. as a cliche would say. A lot of moving parts, a lot of moving things in your life. But what is it that you want to do to motivate you? Another thing, of course, my why would be, of course, it's important to provide for my family, for my kids, pay for my daughter's college. That's definitely a why. That drives me. Build a successful foundation for autism awareness. Now, there's tons of autism awareness foundations out there, but there are other needs for foundations or for people, I should say. And what's important is that it's very it's important for people to be able to get funding. An example where a mother had asked for a kid to get a dog, and it cost a lot of money, thousands of dollars. And the foundation was going to give, they were doing the right thing. They were giving what they can give. They can only give so much to each person. However, you know, it'd be nice that instead of saying, okay, I'm going to give you $500 when the person only needs to say $5,000, well, we're going to get the other $4,500 to help out little Johnny. And, honestly, people are told they're given that money, but it's like you have a mission for a movie, right? Now I can't pay for admission for that movie because I don't have enough money to get in the show, right? Well, it's the same thing with being able to provide for your loved one and not being able to help somebody when they need the most help, which they need the $5,000. The $500 is nice, but it's not going to help them. So that's what one of my main drives is. I want to establish a foundation for autism, like in the same area of autism awareness, but I want to be able to help them succeed and get what they need. If I have to tell them to go to a different organization, whether it be Autism Speaks, Autism Society of America, Friends of Jacob, like that, you know. So, sorry, I think we're losing our signal again. Anyway, folks, thank you so much for tuning in today on Blog Talk. I do appreciate you taking the time out today. This is Robert J. At RJOKWill. It's RJ at, sorry, at RJOKWill. Feel free to follow me there. Now, you know, if I can share with you what burned in my belly that excites me is being able to support my gifts, you know, using my gifts so I can share them with the world. I genuinely want to succeed in my business and help others get there too. That's my main goal, my motivation, my mojo. So think about what your why is going to be and see if you can help others get to where they need to get to help motivate them and make their life better. Like I said, if you have a why, you know, write your why down, live by it, eat, you know, breathe it, sleep it, you know, and just, I guess we got caught up there for a second, folks. But just stay focused on what it is that you want. When I was coming earlier, folks, as a review, was that my burn is, my fire in my belly is excites me is being able to support using my gifts so I can share with the world. I genuinely want to succeed in my business so I can literally help others succeed in their business. Being a former musician, I'd love to have my music out there, you know, whether I'm singing it or playing it or actually someone else is doing it and sharing the good word and being positive. But that's pretty much everything in a nutshell today. I know we had a few interruptions. I do apologize for the technical difficulties, as they call it, but I do appreciate you all tuning in today. Please feel free to share this video live if you would. Stop on back tomorrow. I'm going to talk about something else that motivates me and some mentors I found and a great group I'm dealing with right now to help me out. And definitely you want to be part of somebody too, a group of people, like-minded individuals that can help you get to the next level in your life. But thanks for tuning in. This is Robert J. And feel free to follow me at RJOKWill. It's at RJOKWill on pretty much all of my social media. Have a great day, everybody. God bless and enjoy your weekend.